AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's warned a whole civilization will die tonight if Iran does not meet his latest deadline for accepting a deal that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Saka Magani has more.
The president said yesterday if there is no agreement by 8 p.m. here in Washington,
they're going to have no bridges, they're going to have no power plants,
and issued his latest threat this morning. The UN spokesman is among those saying such strikes would be a war crime.
Civilian infrastructure, including energy infrastructure, may not be attacked, even if specific civilian infrastructure were to qualify as a military objective.
With Iran on edge, an official in Tehran is urging young people to form human chains around power plants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A White House official says U.S. forces have already struck military targets on Iran's oil hub Karg Island, and Israeli warplanes struck bridges and railways in Iran today. Oil prices and stocks swung sharply. The S&P fell as much as 1.2%, but finished with a small gain, as did the NASDAQ. The Dow fell 85 points. Benchmark U.S. crude peaked above $117 per barrel before settling just below $113. Brent crude actually eased. Meanwhile, gasoline's averaging $4.14 per gallon across the U.S., according to AAA. Hannah Fingerhut details where that money goes.
Experts say gas stations are price takers, not price makers, and the price you see at the pump is trickling down from a massive and right now very volatile oil and gas market. About half of the price you pay at the pump goes to pay for crude oil, the main ingredient in gasoline, and about 20% goes to the refiners who turn oil into gasoline. Then a nearly 20% goes to pay federal, state, and local taxes. That leaves about 10% for retailers to pay for their expenses and set a margin.
This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh has the newest champions.
Michigan has won its first NCAA title in men's basketball in 37 years. Elliot Cadeau's game-high 19 points powered the top-seeded Wolverines past second-seeded UConn 69-63 in Monday's national championship game in Indianapolis. Cadeau was named the tournament's most outstanding player.
Last year, I was really down on myself. A lot of people doubted me, and I'm just so proud of myself for me to be able to say I was the most outstanding player and win a national championship at the same time.
It's Michigan's second title in program history and first since 1989. The Wolverines led 33-29 at halftime and never led by more than 11 in the second half. Alex Caraban's 17 points paced the Huskies. UConn was denied its third national title in 4 years and its seventh in program history. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.